Will everybody please stand for the pledge, and will our little Panthers, who are going to lead us in the pledge, please come up?
Do we have any pledge leaders up here?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good job. Okay, Ms. Hagenbusch, will you call the roll, please?
Mr. DeDominick?
Here.
Mrs. Stats?
Present.
Mrs. Webble?
Present.
Okay, on to board report. The board report is where we tell you what's going on in the different schools around the district. Ms. Webble, are you looking for it?
I'm looking for it.
All right, I'll start then. You have it?
Yeah.
Okay.
In the high school, February 27th, we will be administering the ACT to all juniors. Our counselors will be getting all the students pre-registered prior to the 27th, so the testing will run smoother that day. We will be using the paper pencil test this year, and parents can expect results in just a few weeks after the testing date. Speech and debate had a fantastic day at their district meet February 3rd. 14 students qualified for the state meet. This is the largest number we've had qualified to the state meet in over 10 years. This is an extremely young team too, as only two of the 14 state qualifiers are seniors. Congratulations to coaches Tricia Pletcher, Anthony Paradon, and Madison Jurcevic for all their hard work. Sports update. So far the winter sports season, our girls bowling team, boys basketball team, and girls basketball team have all won MAC championships. District tournaments for all these sports and wrestling begin in the next few weeks. Today and tomorrow, which is the 12th and 13th, all sophomores will be trained in the use of AEDs as well as how to administer CPR. This is state law that all students have this training before graduating from high school, and we complete this every year with our sophomore class. Special thanks to Chief Schultz of the Norton Fire Department and his crew for helping with this and giving the students hands-on training.
Okay, I will give the Norton Middle School report. 7th and 8th grade students have been enjoying literacy discussions with Read a Latte Day and the Book Cafe. Students have completed their winter MAPS test in ELA and math. These scores are used to inform instruction and meet individual student needs. Builders Club has started their partnership with Norton Primary. 7th and 8th grade students have volunteered their lunch periods to spend time with our littlest Panthers. National Junior Honor Society will be visiting the Akron Food Bank on February 21st, and Norton Middle School's winter play will be held on February 23rd at 7 p.m. in Norton High School Performing Arts Center. And the Norton Elementary School update is that Norton Elementary School would like to acknowledge the work of our counselors, Kate Weaver and Marley Taylor. Together, these counselors support all students at Norton Elementary and Primary through class guidance lessons, small group lessons, and individual meetings with the students. Ms. Taylor and Mrs. Weaver positively impact our students and our school culture. Also, just a reminder that grading period 3 ends on March 7th.
Okay, in the primary, the Norton Developmental Preschool would like to thank Dr. Jennifer Jerome for her classroom visits as one of our community partner dentists. We'd like to thank the Builders Club students and Dr. Russo for volunteering again in kindergarten. Their first session with the students was on Wednesday, January 31st. They will work with the kindergarten classes every Wednesday for the remainder of the school year. Their upcoming dates: tomorrow is the 100th day of kindergarten, February 21st, the mobile dentist services, February 23rd, peer screening for 24 to 25 preschool students, and February 26th through March 1, Right to Read Week.
Okay, on to item 3, the treasurer's report. Mrs. Hagenbusch?
The only thing I wanted to mention this evening is on the agenda for approval is resolution accepting tax rates and amounts. That has nothing to do with a new levy or anything like that. All it is the information that we get from Summit County. We're checking it over, making sure that we agree with it and that their numbers are okay, and then we're just, as a board, accepting it and approving it and sending it back. It by no means changes anything. People kind of freak out that their taxes are going up because of that, but it isn't because of this. So that was it. I just want to be clear.
Okay, thank you. On to item number 4, Superintendent Reports, Mr. Farson.
So I have 3 items on here. The first one I want to talk about is the fashion show. So this is the 6th year of the fashion show. This is my 2nd here. And they usually have the fashion show during the day for the students. And I'm going to tell you what, to watch how our kids react to one another, the creativity that they show, the support that they have for everybody in that building when they walk across that stage, it's outstanding. So if you've got younger kids who are going to go through there, it is a marvelous thing, and hopefully they continue to do it. This year was the first year you went at night, right? So this year they actually turned the show over at night so parents could come see, families could come see. And I know talking with Ryan earlier in the day, he was a little worried, like, what's the turnout going to be? And they were packed. The house was packed. So what a wonderful thing that they do. It's probably one of my favorite things that we do here in Norton since I've been here. It's just a true expression of kids doing amazing things and supporting one another. So awesome. It's awesome. The second thing I want to talk about is over the weekend, we had our Hall of Fame inductions. And we had 2 alumni go in as distinguished alumni, Mr. Greg Dennison. You would know him. He was a football coach in the Medina County area for a number of years, but he is a Norton graduate. And Dr. Curtis Stemple, so if anybody has ever had a bad knee or shoulder, that's maybe the guy that cut on you while you were under. We had, for the first time, we had 2 sisters go in. Kara Cook and Natalie Cook went in for athletics. They were both basketball players with us, and it was nice to see them kind of working off each other during their speeches. It was great. But the most intriguing one to me was Bill Vail. Bill Vail went in. He is not an alumni. He went to Talmadge. But Bill Vail's been in this district so long that we kind of gave him an honorary whatever he wants. But we wanted to honor him for his commitment, bringing in a theater program. And it was just kind of fun to see that room when it was asked how many people had Bill Vail. How many people in here had Bill Vail? It's amazing. I mean, we're talking 3-4 generations of Bill Vail. If you don't know Bill Vail, you don't belong in Norton, I guess. So it's just an awesome thing. So congratulations to those 5 people. And one final shout out is to Tricia Pletcher, who we talked about with the speech and debate program. She has been selected to go into the Ohio Speech and Debate Association Coaches Hall of Fame. There were 2 people. One of them was from parochial school, and Tricia went in, and she has carried on Bill's legacy in the speech and debate program. So congratulations to Tricia for that. That's on March 1st at Worcester. So if anybody's bored at 10 o'clock in the morning, you can go cheer her on. So it's a nice one to talk about. So go ahead.
Okay, on to item 5. Student recognition. This is our favorite part of the evening.
We'll go in reverse order. So I'm going to go with Mr. Morris. He can go first.
So to my right, I have Mrs. Smith, one of our kindergarten teachers, and Lauren Roth. She is our student of the month for the month of February. She was one of our pledge leaders. I also want to thank Reagan for coming this evening, and also Ren in the back for coming this evening and leading our pledge. So thank you guys. We really appreciate that. So Lauren is one of those young ladies that has definitely left her mark in the land of the Little Panthers in kindergarten. She's a very honest, very kind, and forward-thinking student for 5 years old. So, you know, we are thoroughly blessed to have her in our program. I asked her today, I said, hey, why do you think Mrs. Smith picked you for student of the month? And she said, well, I'm a good classmate, I'm kind, and what else? Just an overall just great young lady, wonderful smile. I'm going to turn the floor over to Mrs. Smith, but you just need to know we're very proud of you.
That's right. So just to piggyback on that, she's just captivating, warm, supportive, just everything that you would want in a friend is what she is, and her classmates and teachers really gravitate toward her. I have a little story to share about her, because sometimes we refer to her as Dolly, as in Dolly Parton, because for Community Helper Day, she came skipping into the classroom in another princessy-like dress, right? And she had her coat of many colors book in one hand, and then she reached for our classroom microphone and she announced to the class that she was Dolly Parton for the day. And she was very important to the community because she helps to write and sing songs for people to enjoy, and that she was a boss because she's in charge of the Imagination Library to help kids get books to read. And on that day, then, we were introduced to this little girl that was just full of spunk and drive and dreams. And she told us that when she grows up, she just wants to make people happy like Dolly. So some days we just call her Dolly, huh? She did tell me, though, her plans have changed a little. She wants to be a hairdresser and a dancer together. Right? You want to do them both together, because if you're a hairdresser, you can make people feel good about themselves. And as a dancer, she can make people smile because they'll enjoy watching her dance, she said. She's just very driven, never gives up. I have another story. She comes skipping in again. That's usually how she walks, is just by skip. And she holds up her broken arm. And she was like, look, I got a broken arm, but it's okay because I can still learn and I can still have fun with it. We're going to do that. But it's just that cheerfulness and optimistic personality that really draws everyone into her. So we are just really, really proud of her. And we love that she makes everybody happy, just like Dolly does, huh? Congratulations.
Next, we'll go NES, Mr. Sackett.
Our presentation, fourth grader, Cooper Spees, soccer player, all-around good guy, here with me tonight, Mrs. Grubb, Mrs. Coombs, Mrs. Stone, and Mrs. Lowry. Thank you all for representing Cooper tonight. It means a lot when they take time to just talk a little bit about you, all right? So just listen and feel good about yourself here. Go ahead.
Listen and take it all in.
Yeah, who wants to start?
I'll go ahead and start. I'm Mrs. Grubb. And Cooper is in my homeroom class, and we do science and social studies together. Well, Cooper, I did something last week that I didn't tell you about. When I had Mrs. Stone's class one day, I asked them how many of the kids knew you, and they all raised their hand. I said, now I want you to describe Cooper for me. Are you ready? Because I need you to be very proud of this. And then I'm going to give you this, too. Everything that they have said, we put on this picture for you. So I want you to have that. So here we go. You ready? Look that way so they can see. Cooper always smiles, they said. He doesn't exclude people. He's quiet. He invites people to join in if they're alone. He's a good sportsman, one of them said. If you lose, he says, good job. And if he gets out, he doesn't complain, he just gets out. Somebody said, he's so nice. He's friends with everyone, he lets you play. He's a really good friend, and he likes everybody. And then I just had to put in here what Sophia said, because she would be sad if I didn't say that your favorite colors are blue and red. Okay? So we'll just send it down the line then to Mrs.
Okay, I wrote a little thing for you. It's my pleasure to honor you tonight as the NES Student of the Month for February. Kind of trying to keep it secret for a long time because I knew where you were going. You are a joy to teach because you give your all every single day. It starts when you enter my room. You politely enter with a greeting. You drop off your homework every single day. And not every kid greets their teacher every single day with like such sweetness and kindness. And I think it's becoming a little bit contagious. And then when you leave, so he goes to lunch and recess, then he comes back. And you ask permission every single day after I say, okay, we're all lining up, we're all leaving. And you say a very kind farewell to me every day. And I think the other kids are picking up on it. This is starting to spread. Every day you come with a smile on your face. And we've talked you and I have talked a little bit about. Do you love school? And you're like, yes, I love school and I love learning. And I can just tell because you just like beam on your face, and I just, you know, just makes Mrs. Coons the car, you know, even get bigger. I've observed him not hesitating to, like, even when it gets hard and we're like reading these passages and you don't know every single word, he still gets his hand up in the air and he tries. And I'm like, yes. And I mean, like, it's just showing. Like, last week you surprised me even one more time. So one of my kiddos in the classroom, I won't say names, but she wasn't having a great day, and I wasn't really sure who was going to want to partner with her. And he's like, Mrs. Coons, let me partner with her. And you jump right in, and you know exactly what I'm talking about. And you put a big smile on my face, and he turned her day around and made her have a better day. Your hard work in this year is showing off. You are just soaring ahead. You choose to be respectful to all, responsible every day, and you deserve your best. You desire to do your best each and every day. You are so deserving of this award. Congratulations, Cooper. And I have to say, like, Mom and Dad, thank you so much because it shows.
Well, Mrs. Lowry and I are Cooper's math teachers.
I've never
called him Cooper before. I want to call you Spees right now. I know, he's my Spees. Well, another one of my students said to me on the first day, if you call me by my last nickname, does that mean I'm a cool kid? And I said, oh, absolutely. So that's why I call you Spees, because you're such a cool kid. So we interviewed Spees today, and we asked him some questions, started off easy and built up. I asked him, what do you like about school? He said, I like it all. I asked him what his favorite subject was. He did not know, but this was the most important question. He said, math. I said, what's your easiest subject? He said, math. I said, what's your most challenging? And he said, reading. Reading's the challenge. And then my next question was, what are some tips that you have for our third graders coming up? These are excellent. He said, first, check to make sure you have your stuff before you leave your house. Mm-hmm. Thought that was good. He said, always be prepared. I love this one. Try your best. Be kind. And little did you know that this is what everybody was saying about you behind your back. The things that you told us is what they were saying that you already do. So you do what you say, my dear. And this was also one that I loved. He said, do not be afraid to ask for help. And he never is afraid to ask for help. And then I pointed out something very important to Cooper, that there are 180 students in my fourth grade hallway, and we chose him. He was the one. And I said, why do you think it was you? It's really because he's so positive and loves challenges and does everything right. But I like what he said too. He said, school is not always easy for me, but I don't mind working hard at it. And I'm also very responsible. I think that these answers really show that he comes intentionally every day to do what he's supposed to do the best he can, and that's what he does. So I'm going to sum it up to say that thank you for loving learning as much as I love teaching. Thank you.
So, the very end, now you guys know why he is our student of the month. But did you know how he came about, how this really happened? You don't. Because just by chance, we were at a fourth grade meeting, and all of a sudden we said, we have to talk about who's going to be our student of the month. And we're like, what? What student of the month? And then at 1, 2, 3, we said, Cooper. And there it is. Now we're finished.
All right, Mrs. Snowden, we got some big shoes right now. Logan, good luck. She sings, so she's going to break into a song.
All right, so as much as I would love to sing you a song, I know that Logan is a little bit nervous to be standing up today, taking some deep breaths, right? I told him, I got it. All you have to do is stand there. We will handle the rest. Logan is one of our seventh graders and is kind of the same as what you described when we asked the team, who do you want? It was unanimous that they would like Logan to be our student of the month. And in fact, as much as we'd like to see you here, Mr. Davis, I thought for sure Mrs. Majewski would win the spot because they were arguing over who was going to get to present because they all love you so much. And somehow Mr. Davis got that honor. So I'll turn it over to Mr. Davis. But I did want to say, just such a great kid, a member of our band, hardworking student, kind to all. And then I'll let Mr. Davis talk.
Oh, go ahead. So I have Logan in science class, and so as I was given this privilege about a few weeks ago, I was thinking what I want to say about him. There's several things I think make a good school. You can go with your community, you can go with your administrators, you can go with your teachers, but there's two that are really important. Probably the biggest is the students, because if you go to different schools, you go to Akron, schools copied on the way, the students kind of make up that population, right? And so the teachers are there to facilitate that, guide them, whatever. But we have Logan in our school, and the other part would be his parents. So I'm going to touch on both those things because to me these are important. So a few things about Logan that I've been questioning him about. He's really like an avid, eager learner. I think it was last week he told me that he has gone home or goes on, I think he's continuing this project. He researches different animals. I think he's had like 2,100 some Google slides that he just, for the enjoyment, for the interest of it, has researched these animals and continues to do it. He's an avid reader. Today he kind of blew my mind. I can't get my mind wrapped around this. He said he read the Harry Potter series, that's 7 books, thousands of pages, in one day starting at 7 a.m. and he ended at 8. So he didn't even use the whole day to do it. 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. So he's, to me, unique in that way because by the time you get to middle school, like I'm watching these younger kids, by the time you get to middle school, that shine wears off of students. But Logan has kept it. So he stands out. This is why he's a unanimous choice for the teacher. He stands out in such positive ways. So I also read, and I was thinking, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, and self-control. He has them. That might be from a book that some of you have read. It's a book that I've read recently. So he has those things. Now, I asked the teachers one thing that I should share about Logan. Mrs. Majewski is one of these teachers. So they all said to share that he is an extremely kind student, which, again, going through middle school, that kindness kind of wears off of a lot of kids. For him to be that, like that's the characteristic, kindness, right? That's a God-given thing that you can have, is kindness. He goes, what I was told is he gets to school early, stays up late, gets his work done so that he can help other people in the school, in the class. In my class, there could be a bomb going off and he's just sitting there as calm as can be, looking to help other people. He gets paired up with different students every day. He doesn't complain about that. So the last thing I want to lead with is the connection. Like, I just met his parents and his grandma. I just said hello out in the hallway. But I know about them. And I know about it because of him. So his teacher described him as kind, caring. He's hardworking. I'm sure his grades are off the charts. I asked him to describe his parents today. He wrote down, kind, caring, hardworking. So he is a reflection of you guys. So we're proud of him. This is Logan. Could be awesome.
All right, Mr. Shaner, you're up.
Okay, at the high school every month, we have, Jax, why don't you come over and this if I miss Chris on. At the high school every month, we have a student of the month, and then we have a career tech student of the month. So I have with us, this is senior Caden Bale. She is our career tech student of the month. I'm going to come back to her in just a second. And then I have Jackson Davis. He's a senior as well, and he is our February student of the month. I'm going to start, it's okay with you, Ms. Christoph. I'm going to start with Caden. So just to kind of give you a glimpse of how busy so many of our students are, I really feel bad that her dad can't be here tonight because Caden is going on the school Japan trip this summer, and dad is at that meeting that Ms. Levesque said is a mandatory meeting. and I should be there too, but I'm not, because I'm here, and we are here, right? So we get to honor you. And so Caden is in the programming, robotics, and design, program over at Wadsworth. And so, obviously she's very technical, she's very smart, she's very brilliant. I'm gonna let her talk about that in just a minute. But when I got, you know, I've known Caden for 4 years, she's very quiet, very unassuming, but I'm so proud of this young lady and what she brings to the table every day, and to hear what other people have to say about her. Mrs. Williams, our counselor, is actually the one who chose you as our first text of the month. So obviously, you you know, you rub off on a lot of people and all the great things that you do. Now, she is also a car fanatic, loves going to car shows. So if you thought of people that look like car fanatics, probably not her, right? She's also into fashion. She actually works at PCS Tuning, which is pretty cool as well. So, and then of course, you plan on going to Stark State and majoring in either cybersecurity or networking, web programming. So I wanted to ask Caden, though, if she could, in front of everyone, to just say what she likes about her program. So I'm gonna kind of let you go. Here for a second.
So with my program, you have the coding side and you have the hands-on side. The hands-on sides, we work with circuit boards, breadboards, we make electronics, we make robots. And with our programming side, we have learned 6 or 7 programming languages within the last 2 years. Of course, only the beginnings of it. We've learned HTML, CSS, C++, PHP, SQL, and many more. But my favorite part about the program is the hands-on stuff. We get to work in groups and, of course, work on our robotics. But my favorite part of the hands-on is the circuit boards. I love soldering, and I have made like Bluetooth speakers. I've made radios. I've made clocks. All that.
Awesome. Yeah, so I'm very proud of her. Outstanding young lady, great representative of both Thornton High School but also the Compact in general as well. So here's this. Stay right here up here with us for just a second. And then we have Jackson Davis, who has grown a foot literally since he came to us as a freshman. He looks at me now, and I remember, you know, he was like this. So Jackson's an outstanding young man. Captain of the soccer team, captain of the tennis team, likes to play tennis in his spare time as well. He is planning on going to the University of Akron and majoring in exercise science. However, I got to share a few things with you real quick. Get embarrassed the heck out of him. So I'm going to turn this over to Ms. Kristoff, his physics teacher, in just a minute. But when I asked him, like, what are some things you like to do, he's like, I like to play tennis, and he said you like to...
Hang out with my girlfriend.
Hang out with his girlfriend, Katarina. Now, if you know Katarina Jovanovic, she is a junior, and she is an outstanding young lady. I'd like to tell Jackson that he is definitely dating up, okay? Definitely outkicked his coverage, you know, the day after the Super Bowl. But I got to tell you a real quick funny story. So earlier in the year, Jackson emails me. He's like, hey, I want to go watch the girls' district tennis tomorrow. But I need to make sure from you, because he plays soccer, that if he misses school days, like my dad will call me off, or my dad will let you know where I'm at and all that. But if I go to it, can I still play my soccer game that night? And I'm like, so I kind of emailed him back, because I knew he needed a quick answer, because you were going the next day. And I said, you know, absolutely, we know where you are. It's not like an unexcused absence. You're good to go. So then I saw him, and I'm like, you know, Jackson, I didn't know that you had such an interest in the girls' tennis team. And he's like, I don't, but I have an interest in Katarina. Smart young man. He learned real quick, real early. So, Ms. Kristoff, go ahead.
Okay, when Mr. Shaner asked me to stand up on behalf of Jackson, I said absolutely, it would be an honor. I've actually known his parents, Gina and Matt, for almost 30 years now. I met Gina in college. We've played soccer together, so we have a little bit of a history there. A couple things stand out when I think of Jackson. You have energy, passion, and spirit that's just, you know, out of this world. I think you're going to be known for your spirit, your school spirit. Here's a few things that you may not know about Jackson. First of all, he is a Swiftie. And, you know, you're, that Taylor Swift team, of course, won last night, so I'm kind of happy for you. You didn't come in this morning crying. I have proof of this. A couple weeks ago, I left Jackson and a friend in my room for 4 or 5 minutes, and I came back, and Taylor Swift was blaring through the loudspeakers. So you're going to go down as a Swiftie.
He was enchanted to meet you.
And then he said, oh, I thought you would like it. I thought you would like it. Jackson takes his school spirit very seriously. So on Fridays, we have our school spirit days, and about 2 weeks or so ago, we had our white day, and he won by the vote of the teachers. He won. And one of the freshmen in my class said,
I need to make it clear it's a whiteout day. Yeah, okay, white. It's a whiteout day. So.
Head to toe in white. Hat, wasn't it like hat all the way down to the socks or the crop? Yeah. So the freshman says, that guy always wins. Well, yeah, it's Jackson. He goes beyond with the spirit days. And you probably won like, what, 4 or 5 times? At least. Jackson is very committed to his schoolwork. So committed that I have this contract here that he wrote. Remember this contract?
I do.
And this contract hangs in my room, and it actually says that he gives me permission to give him an F if he scores any lower than 100%. So, you know, we, of course it's a joke, but it's signed. It's got a witness. It's even signed by a witness. He is very competitive. Now, you probably think I'm talking about the soccer field, but I'm actually talking about the fact that you're a very competitive trash talker. And we just had our miniature bridge building competition in the classroom. There were 7 bridges, and he sure did talk a lot of smack. Of course, needless to say, he did win. His bridge did win, and he's moving on this week to the Summit County Round. We're going Wednesday. I think that's an inherited characteristic, the trash talking, the competitiveness he gets from his dad, the trash talking, that's all you, Gina. Yeah. I asked some teachers what they thought of you. What were some of the first things that came to mind when we think of you, Jackson? And Ms. Rugenbrod, she says, Jackson is a great student. He has a fun personality. You never know what he will wear on spirit days. He's also very motivated and intelligent. Love having him in class. Mrs. Carpenter says, Jackson was a hardworking student who loved to have fun. I don't know why she's writing in the past tense, but she was. But you don't have her now. Every time I see him, he is smiling, happy, and joking around with his friends. He is always trying to show his school spirit during spirit days. Mr. Pacifico, he says, Jackson Davis is the heartbeat of Panther Nation. Ever since he walked into this building as a freshman, he has always exemplified the spirit, charisma, and work ethic of a positive figure. He makes every classroom better, and I'm confident his teachers will be telling Jackson Davis stories for years to come. Mrs. Snyder Lee, she says, I have always admired how Jackson is so welcoming and friendly and kind. He considers everyone his friend and will and can talk to anyone. He's just a good guy. And my favorite, Mrs. Ball, she has a story here. I've had Jackson as a student for 3 out of his 4 years of high school, and I appreciate how much he's matured and how hard he works. However, one of the things that makes Jackson stand out to me is that he hasn't lost his enthusiasm and excitement for school. One of my favorite memories of Jackson happened earlier this year when we needed to drum up some donations for our spectacular candy drive. He wrote and recorded an original rap about why students should donate to the cause. Jackson carried around a speaker playing the rap for each and every Panther Time class, making all students laugh and getting us plenty of candy and donations to make our event a success. I know that his intelligent and fun-loving personality will carry him far in whatever he ends up doing after high school. And if I had the ability to get that rap, I would have played it for you tonight, but...
I say just do it, right now.
He needs his music. Right. I don't think anyone can deny that Jackson is very school-spirited, a hardworking individual, and it's an honor to stand up here and announce you as February Student of the Month.
And it's so sick. I know you have students that move on from these other schools. I mean, it's on the one hand, I'm so glad you guys can be up here tonight. On the other hand, I know just a few short months, you guys are going to be gone from us. It makes us sad, but at the same time, it's, I guess it's part of the cycle. But so proud of both of you. Thank you for being here tonight. Really. Thank
you. Okay. Well, all the students of the month, please come up, get your photograph taken with Mr. Farson, and we have signs for all of you too to put in your yard. And then after that, we'll take a break to congratulate everybody. Okay, we're back on. Let's move on to item number 6. Is there any public participation? Okay, on to item number 7, the agenda. Are there any additions or corrections to the agenda?
Move to remove the executive session.
Okay, we will remove item 12, and that will become item 11. Any other additions or corrections? Nope. Okay, Ms. Hagenbusch, please call the roll.
We need a motion.
He motioned.
He moved.
Your second. Sorry.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear motion.
Okay, Mr. Dominic?
Yes.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Okay, motion carries 3-0 with 2 absent. On to item number 8, board business. Can I have a motion to approve Patrick Birch, board member resignation, effective today, February 12th, 2024?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion?
I just wanted to thank Patrick. Patrick decided to step away for his family, which I completely understand and respect, and it was nice. Once again, like I said with Lewis, it's hard when people who have hired you to come into a district and they start to leave. So I appreciate him very much for giving me this opportunity and wishing nothing but the best. So, and we will work to find his replacements shortly.
Thank you. Ms. Hagenbusch, call the roll, please.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mr. Dominic?
Yes.
Motion passes 3-0 with 2 absent. On to item number 9. Can I have a motion to approve the board minutes items A through D?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Ms. Hagenbusch, please call the roll.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mr. Dominic?
Yes.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes. Motion passes 3-0 with 2 absent. Item number 10. Can I have a motion to approve the treasurer's recommendations A through E?
So moved.
Second.
Did I go out of turn?
Yes, you did.
I'm sorry.
Any discussion? Ms. Hagenbusch, please call the roll.
Mr. Dominic?
Yes.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Motion passes 3-0 with 2 absent. Item number 11, superintendent's recommendations. Can I have a motion to approve personnel retirement, resignation, leave, termination items 1 through 6?
So moved.
Second.
Is there any discussion?
I just want to point out 2 people on this list because I would feel badly if I didn't. One is Kara Colasar. She was in the district for about 13 years, did an outstanding job. She decided she wanted to stay home and raise her family, which is great for her. And then Julie Lowry, who was actually here for one of our students of the month. She is retiring and leaving NES, and I know she will be sorely missed by Mr. Sackett, the entire staff. So I wish those 2 nothing but the best.
Thank you, Mr. Farson. Is there any discussion? Okay. Ms. Hagenbusch, please call the roll.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mr. Dominic?
Yes.
Motion passes 3-0 with 2 absent. On to item B. Can I have a motion to approve personnel classified pending background check and permit, item 1 through 3?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Ms. Hagenbusch, please call the roll.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mr. Dominic?
Yes.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes. Motion passes 3-0 with 2 absent. K, Can I have a motion to approve substitute personnel items C through D?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Please call the roll.
Mr. Dominic?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mrs. Wubble?
Yes.
Motion passes 3-0 with two absent. Can I have a motion to approve the stipends and supplemental items E through G?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Please call the roll.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mrs. Wubble?
Yes.
Mr. Dominic?
Yes.
Motion passes 3-0 with two absent. Can I have a motion to approve the consent agenda items H through W?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Please call the roll.
Oh, shoot, who did I leave off with? Four. Mrs. Wubble?
Yes.
Mr. Dominic?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes. Motion passes 3-0 with two absent. We removed the executive session, so we are on to adjournment. May I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Please call the roll.
Mr. Dominic?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mrs. Wubble?
Yes.
Motion passes 3-0 with two absent. Thank you.